Good morning, everybody. I'm here today on the sixth day of creation for an exclusive interview with God himself. God, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations on creation so far. The heavens, the oceans, the trees, the aardvark. You must be very pleased.
Well, yes, but I don't like to blow my own trumpet, but it all does look very good to me.
Not bad. Everyone is desperate to know what is next on the agenda. There's talk of unicorns, dragons, calorie-free chocolate. Can you give us any clue what is that happens next?
Certainly. Southend.
Southend? I'm sorry, God, but I think Southend was created on day three, when you separated the land from the sea, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm not creating it. I'm visiting it. It's time for a short holiday.
I'm sorry. What about creation?
Well, it's done. Everything's in place, and now I'm going to rest.
But you're God. You don't need to rest, surely. There must be something else that you need creating. What about sliced bread?
Well, there's always something else that needs doing. If I followed that logic, I'd never rest at all. Anyway, I've created people. They'll get to sliced bread eventually.
But you could make things better, make more of it. Aren't you worried that people will accuse you of being lazy?
I'm hoping they'll follow my example. Creation is already very good. I've done my work and now it's time to rest. That's always been my pattern. What about you? You're looking a bit peaky. Need to take a break?
Work's been a bit, I think back to the studio now. Right. A little drama, a light-hearted drama about God. So even God needed a rest. And I think that's something very important for us to remember. Lives are so busy nowadays, aren't they? There's always something to do. There's always something we should be doing. But it's also important just to stop and to have a rest, to have a think, to make time to be with God and to enjoy ourselves instead of having to rush around the whole time. And when you first came in, you had a piece of paper on the table, didn't you, saying about memorable holidays and what did you learn from your holiday? Did anybody have anything they'd like to contribute? It's always a deadly silence now. Right. Philip. Philip can start.
When I realised the date, I registered that it was my sister's 28th wedding anniversary. Various long reasons, they decided to get married in Hawaii. So 28 years ago, I had a really memorable holiday in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But on days like today, is a good day to remember.
Thank you, Philip. Anybody else got up? Has nobody had a nice holiday? Oh, one over there.
This started off many, many years ago when we were camping in Norway and some people, Norwegian people, looked at our car and said, this is the only English car in the place. I think we'd better go and talk to these English people. They must be feeling a bit lonely. And they came over, had a chat, and one thing led to another. And for the last, can't work it out, at least 30 years, we have been very good friends, just because they decided to go and talk to these strange people from England.
That's good, yeah, so friendship which started.
And can I just add, please, that the father, they came and visited us for one day, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, right.
We all went out to the little cafe.
Nothing, right. That's good. A friendship was started on holiday. Anybody else had a friendship which was started on holiday? I know other friends of mine have met people on holiday and have been friends for a long time. That was good. Right. Well, that was good, wasn't it? Right. Anybody else want to say anything about their holidays? Right, Liddy. Yes.
Well, the reason we went to this year to Wales was because we were had a special service there, and our great granddaughter was baptized, was dedicated.
Yes.
In a big church. It was a lovely service. So many people there, and it's one we won't forget soon. You know, it was very, very good, very helpful. Then we drove back. We had a sort of a lunch which we prepared, sit-down lunch instead of coffee. No, nothing so meagre as coffee. You know, a lovely lunch. And it wasn't all eaten, actually. You know, sandwiches and soup and odd things, you know. And it was really lovely. All because of Ishbel.
Mm. Ishbel, that's a nice name. Yeah. Ishbel Smith. Ah, right, yes. That will come, Lily. That will come. She'll probably never stop when she starts.
I've just come back last night from a holiday with some very, very good friends that you all know, Pamela and David and Catherine, who's my goddaughter. And on Monday, went shopping with Catherine in Durham. Mm-hmm. So we went and visited the cathedral. She wasn't terribly keen to start with, but once we got going round, and we walked up the tower, and everybody that knows Catherine knows how much she loves doing cartwheels.
Oh, no.
On the top of the tower. Which she wasn't allowed to do. Because I'm absolutely useless with heights, so I'm stuck on the flagpole in the middle. But it was a really good holiday with some very, very good friends.
Yes, I think that's something about holidays. Sometimes it's about the people you're with, isn't it, rather than what the place you're at. It's the company you have. That's what makes it a good holiday.